This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some days I just roll over in my bed and I think, I don't know how I'm going to get out of bed today. What have we been doing for the last 9 months? Because I suspect too many of us have been scrolling, crying, emoting, calling, scrolling, crying. Today is a really hot day here in Istanbul and I've got the door open rather than the fan, so you may be hearing some seagull noises. That's how it's going to have to be. Otherwise, I'm just going to be fainting. Look, I want to review the most recent information coming out of Gaza for you and take us through what's happening. But I want to do it with the aim, inshallah, of us not falling into hopelessness, because this is the danger after 9 months of genocide. We cannot slow down on our solidarity with the people going through genocide. You know, we've got the biggest year of elections around the world right now. We've just had a UK election, we've had a French election. We got rid of one bunch of colonial masters and we swapped them for another. So what? Keir Starmer, he said he's a Zionist. The French election is marginally more interesting. But I want us to look today right into the heart of Gaza and also looking at the, you know, the faith reality that the people of Gaza are people who love Allah. So how do we match that with the absolute evil that is being inflicted upon them right now by the powers that are allowed to be in this world? First off, you need to know that the most immoral army in the world is now re-entering Gaza City. They don't even give an excuse why they're sending tanks in and why they're destroying what's left. There is nothing left of the infrastructure, why they're just killing and murdering again. 500,000 people in a piece of land around 5 kilometers squared. No shelter, no clean water, no water at all. No food, nowhere to stay. No hospitals. How is this being allowed to happen? Some days I just roll over in my bed and I think, I don't know how I'm going to get out of bed today. But I'll tell you what keeps me going. Number one is belief in Allah Ta'ala and knowing what the Holy Quran says in all circumstances about living a humane and dignified existence, even in hardship, and watching that played out in real time alongside the most evil, depraved acts of our lifetime that we have been witness to. Subhanallah. All right, so The Lancet is a medical journal respected around the world globally, and it's broken ranks because it has just issued a report saying very clearly that forget 40,000, as if that wasn't heinous enough. Forget saying 40,000 people are dead in Gaza. Let's all stop saying that from today, okay? The Lancet says that it's normally four times as much in a devastating war scenario of deaths, four times as much as is primarily reported. Why? Because the deaths aren't merely from catastrophic carpet bombing. They're from the person who's got cancer, who can't get support. My friend's mother died of diabetes during this. Presumably she would have had treatment. That's just another statistic. Waterborne diseases, infections from wounds, all things that could be treatable but are not treatable. We're looking at 186,000 to 250,000 dead in Gaza now. Dead. Not missing. Not displaced. Dead. Spoke to this week. As a journalist, I speak to a lot of people. And I said, reports are coming out that some of your factions are saying they're going to withdraw, just withdraw some of the good treatment that they've been giving to the hostages in Gaza. And I was really disturbed by this. I couldn't believe it because I know that these groups value Allah's khair. That's all they're doing this for, is for Allah. That's why they're fighting for goodness, for justice, for Al-Aqsa, for the rights of Muslims everywhere, subhanAllah, for the rights of decency everywhere. And they're not going to throw it away with tit for tat. Well, you're not treating us nice, so we'll treat you worse. That's not where we come from as Muslims. And I waited and I heard back and he said, trust me, we will not be negotiating our Islamic values. They are not our teachers, is the message. We are not going to debase anybody, because even when our people are being debased, that is the dignity of the people of Palestine who are in this struggle. Allahu Akbar. They are teaching us our deen every day. And if they can have this level of sabr, us sitting at home, we have to keep going. We have to know. Well, I'll tell you what we have to know. I spoke to my friend Yasser, who's been forced to evacuate into Egypt. He and his family are in Cairo. May Allah bless them, keep them in your du'as, inshallah. And he can just tell in my voice that I was struggling with seeing these images and really, you know, how can they keep going? You know, what is expected of them, really? And he said, don't get into this state. Allah loves us and victory is ours. He hasn't left us. He is absolutely with us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He's raising us in rank and debasing the enemy. And you must see it through this lens. Subhanallah. Only the people of the Quran can really grasp this. And let's be clear. There are more Hafiz of Quran, people living the Quran in Gaza now, than anywhere else in the world.
Today we're gathered for a very special event. My two cousins, Judy, who are both 14 years old, are gathered for their big day. Today they're finishing memorizing the Quran, and they're reciting their last verses in our tent mosque, inshallah. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
This happened in Gaza just last week. More than 1,000 Hafiz of Quran completed memorizing the holy book, subhanAllah, during the 9 months of a genocide. What focus does that take? What ability to say, this is what we rely on, this is what is going to take us through this, and this has all the answers for us. And I want to ask you and me, Allah forgive us, what have we been doing for the last 9 months? Because I suspect too many of us have been scrolling, crying, emoting, calling, scrolling, crying. We have not been memorizing the Quran, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We have not been, have we? Increasing in our deen. I hope you have, dear brothers and sisters. I hope, inshallah, if you're not Muslim, that you're coming closer to understanding Allah, God is one. One. And He is the creator of everything. He was not born, He will not die. He is over all things cognizant and in control. So really what we're learning in this horrible time, apart from the fact that we have no major leaders of principle who are willing to take a risk for goodness and dignity right now. Apart from that, surely what we're learning is that this everyday world, clouds, seagulls, chair, table, hair, scarf, hunger, thirst, annoyance, whatever. This realm, it's not it, is it? It's not it. It can't be it. There must be a justice. And alhamdulillah, there is a justice. There is a justice in the next life. I learned this week that the hardships of the sadiqun, the extremely patient ones, mean that the opposite to what is happening here is happening in the next realm. What does that look like? Hunger, you'll always be fed. Thirst, you'll never be thirsty again. The extremely patient ones will have the opposite of this reality in the next life. And the extremely luxurious ones who are not putting away good deeds for the next life will have the opposite. What does that mean? You have sadness here, but you're praying and you're loving Allah and you're being the best in the way that the Quran describes, you'll never be sad again for eternity. You're thirsty here, but you're saying, Alhamdulillah, thanks be to Allah. In the next life, you're saving up and you'll have no thirst. All of their deeds, all of the dhikr, the people carrying the children, dragging grandparents on whatever they can, carts across Gaza, but saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah, we trust you. What do you think is waiting for those in luxury? Ya Rabbil Alameen. The ones who are sitting on the sofa and sipping tea and pressing buttons and going, yes, we'll approve that next amount of weaponry to is not real. Luxury, agony. Greed, complete penury in the next life. And doom, Allahu Akbar. That's the reality. It's a bit like in some dreams, it can be that the interpretation is the opposite of what it means. So if you dream about wealth, maybe hard times are coming. If you dream about some disaster that's happened, it can be a new start. That's what it's like for the believers. That is the reality described in the Holy Quran, that the opposite will happen in the next life. Your hardship will be forgotten. Allahu Akbar, the Quran says to the believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and establish regular prayers and regular charity will have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. So this terrible reality, it's merely a dream. It's merely a dream. And one day we'll all wake up. There was a man called Hammam, and he was shot in the West Bank this week, resisting the Zionist army. And he called his family to say a final farewell. How calm. Did you see how calm he sounded? Even giving his family some support while he's waiting to be murdered. Brothers and sisters in humanity and in faith, pull ourselves together. Let's crack on with what we must do. Give generously. Find people who are helping, join them. Keep our voices raised for Palestine. This world is a dream. We're going to wake up. Let's put beauty before us. Please click the links below. Help these organizations, they're trusted organizations. Help Palestine House to keep increasing knowledge about the Palestinian culture and way of life in London, inshallah. May Allah bless you. Lots of du'as in the night for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Salaam alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, salat al-fajr, qiraat al-kahf, subah adkar sabah. Anasti, hasunni inshallah kulliyatha. Yadna tikdaru, amalu kul shi, hasunni. Adhan, ilahi, Allah, Allah, Allah.